Hello there, this is Melody Schumann. Thank you everybody for joining Member Solutions teleconference for this month. Who do we have in line so far?
Hey Melody, Mike Brooks.
Hey Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Staying warm?
Yes, actually, it's just starting to cool down a little bit over here. So
Dropping down to the 80s?
Oh yeah, October's my favorite time of the year in Florida, so looking forward to it. Just as long as we can bypass the rest of these hurricanes, we'll be good to go.
Yeah, right. Stay safe. How's the family? I know you had some family down in New Orleans.
Oh, my entire family. Yeah, half of them are in Atlanta. The other half is still caged up with my parents in Orlando.
Jeez, everybody got out okay, though? No problems?
Everybody got out okay, but, you know, the newness has kind of worn off, and I think everybody's just kind of ready to get back going
on
their feet. But unfortunately, my family, on my mom's side and my dad's side, they all lived in the areas that were hit the hardest.
Really?
So it doesn't look like they're going to be able to return anytime soon.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Well, my best to you guys, you know.
Thank you.
Hope everything gets back to normal soon.
Yes, I do too, because I haven't been back to New Orleans in a long time, and now I'm kind of regretting it.
Yeah.
So what's new with you, Mike?
You know, we just did open house this weekend.
Oh, yeah, so did we. How'd yours go?
Not so good.
No.
three people come.
Oh, really?
Don't
take it hard. The last 2 weeks because of Hurricane Katrina has really affected the economy. Every friend I know who's in the service-based industry has said that it's just people are donating money to Red Cross. And people were getting a little scared. They were holding on to their money just because when you have a devastation like that, you get afraid.
We're usually in Connecticut. We seem to be insulated from things like that. As harsh as it sounds, that's just the way Connecticut is.
Oh.
You know, they seem to be insulated from things, and it's just, you know, look, we're behind a storefront, and it's not a busy foot traffic storefront, and I think that kills us for these kinds of things. You know,
oh.
We have to go out of our way to try and drive people in. We had the radio station out front, which was good, but you know. It's what it is. You just, you know, you don't have the people walking by.
Yeah, well, you know what? When we get a chance, we'll talk about that, and maybe next time you do an open house, I can give you some ideas.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be a next time.
bummer.
Yeah.
Well, best to you. Who else do we have on the line today? Hello? Hello?
Yes, Chris Willman from Willman Karate Club.
Hello, Mr. Willman. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear that most of your family was able to get out, at least.
Yes. They were lucky. Some of them were stubborn and almost didn't leave. Who else do we have on line today?
We have Jennifer from Orlando.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where in Orlando are you from?
I'm actually in Longwood. I've spoken with you several times about our little ninja program.
Yes, you have. That's right. Yes, I went to high school in Longwood.
That's right. Right by Lyman.
Well, hey, you know what? We're having our Free Schumann Concepts event here at my school in St. Petersburg on October 1st and 2nd. So you're welcome to drive down and participate in the event if you like. We're only about hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes from Longwood.
Oh, I'd love to. October 1st and 2nd?
October 1st and 2nd. Go to my company's website, schumannconcepts.com.
Yeah, in fact, we just signed up with that, so.
Yeah, oh, did you? Great.
Yes.
Click on the escape and get all the information. We've got a whole room block on the beach if you wanted to stay overnight, $99 for a nice resort on the beach. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, great.
And we've already got almost 20 schools confirmed to be there, so it'll be a great networking event.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to this month's Member Solutions teleconference. We're going to start here. I usually start 2 to 3 minutes after the hour just to give everybody an opportunity to finish their lunch and jump on the teleconference. Who else do we have on the line while we're waiting?
Hi, this is Joe Sherwood.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Melody. How you doing? It's Anthony Quattrochi.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Who else do we have on the line today? Everybody else is being shy. Okay, we're going to get started here in 1 second. Everybody sit tight just for a minute. And while you're waiting, if you can go ahead and mute your phone just so we don't have that background noise during the first 15 to 20 minutes of the teleconference. If you're new, just to go over the format real quick, the first 15 minutes is primarily lecture. I'm going to review the report of the five holiday ideas. if you did not get the five holiday idea reports or it disappeared in your computer somewhere, shoot me over an email. My email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at uvill.com, and I'll forward you over the report. Again, we're going to spend the first 15 minutes. I'll just review the report, and then we'll open it up for questions and answers right after that.
Is there a way to mute our phones?
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Again, welcome everyone to Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and I will be the teleconference coordinator for the day. Just really quickly before I get started, I want to thank everyone for their feedback on last month's teleconference and requesting this particular report. I got, I believe, three or four requests for just ideas on what to do during the holiday season, and it really got me thinking. So I put together this report, and I just had my staff meeting on Monday about the ideas for the holiday seasons, and I went through this entire report with my staff, and I tell you what, we are pumped up. We're ready to go for this holiday. We think it's going to be a fantastic holiday, and one of the main reasons why I'm so pumped up is because for the very first time, I actually have my entire holiday season prepared before October rolls around. Usually I wait till sometime in October, late October. Next thing you know, Halloween's a week away. We're not taking advantage of all the opportunities during the Halloween season. Then you got Thanksgiving, and then Christmas is right around the corner. And if you're not prepared, it could be a really stressful time, and you're not able to capitalize on the huge opportunities that the holiday seasons provide. So I'm so excited that we got this report out soon. I'm so excited. I talked with my staff on Monday, and I'm going to be able to share with you some additional ideas we have come up with in addition to the material that we provided you on the report. So thank you guys for joining today. And I tell you what, if you guys can take all these ideas and put them in the plan effective immediately, if not today, by the end of the week, you two are going to feel a great sense of relief and enthusiasm coming up with this holiday season. So let's go ahead and get right started. The first idea, and this is something that I've done for many years in the past when I owned and operated a chain of schools in South Florida, is the pumpkin coins. Now, before I go right into it, I just have to let you know that in the past, when I lived in South Florida, we also owned a printing company, so we had the pumpkin coins done ourselves. I just noticed when I was checking around on Monday and yesterday talking with my printer, to get the coins done in that round shape is very expensive, and I didn't even really think about that before I printed or before I developed the report, so I apologize for that. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead with a square postcard on a thicker cardstock instead of the round one because it's a little more cost effective. And right off the back, we're going to have it professionally designed by our graphic designer. So anybody who's a Member Solutions client or Schumann Concepts client, if you want to email me and get a copy of the pumpkin coin that we're going to have professionally designed, you can do that. I can send you a copy. If you want to use my actual design, I believe my graphic designer said for $25, he'll pull out our logo and school information and plug in yours. So it's going to save you the cost of having to get one designed. We're going to get them done through Prestix Print, which is the printing company I've been using for all my flyers. They have terrible customer service, but they do a phenomenal job on the printing, and they're very affordable. So, my graphic designer can do it in the format that you want, and then you can just send it over to Prestix Print and get it done very inexpensive. By the end of this week, I'll have all the prices and all that stuff ready for you. So anybody interested, shoot me over an email. Anyway, getting back into it, each year we've distributed at least 5,000 pumpkin coins in our community, and I've listed out several ways that we've done it to make it work. We'll just go ahead and skip over number one because it says a pumpkin coin is a round flyer and a thick cardstock. Instead, this year we're going to use it on a square cardstock, probably about the size of in between a business card and a postcard is the ideal size that we're looking for. The pumpkin coin is going to have a very cool Halloween-type picture on the front, and on the back it's going to have a special holiday offer. Our holiday offer that we're going to use is our trial program, which is very popular right now. We normally charge, it's 2 weeks, a T-shirt and training pants, plus your initial evaluation is $59.95. Well, the offer is going to be half off of that trial program, so that's what we're going to offer on the pumpkin coin. What we're going to do with those pumpkin coins, and I guess I should change it from coins to cards, what we're going to do with those pumpkin cards is we're going to give every single one of our students at least 20 of them for them to give out. They can give them out either in their class, because on Halloween Day, usually they're not doing too much schoolwork. They have Halloween parties. They're exchanging treats and all kinds of things. They're having costume parties. So I want my students to take advantage of that opportunity and give out those pumpkin coins then. Also, another thing that I want my students to do is hand out these pumpkin coins with their candy that they're going to do on Halloween to trick-or-treaters. And the way they've done it in the past is either they'll staple it to the candy bar, or they'll give them a candy and also give them one of the pumpkin coins in their Halloween bag. If you think about it, if you have 100 students passing out pumpkin coins to their trick-or-treaters, and they get at least 20 trick-or-treaters in their neighborhood on Halloween Day, then you're talking about 2,000 kids who are actually receiving these flyers. And those are kids, and 9 times out of 10, those kids are local kids in your area. Usually they just stick within their neighborhood unless they have friends or relatives from out of town visiting. It's a very, very good way to distribute these cards and capitalize on the holiday season. Another thing that we do with our pumpkin cards, and again this year, I think we're going to have a lot of businesses still take advantage of it, is we've always given the local restaurants the pumpkin cards to give to the kids who buy Happy Meals, kids meals, and so forth. In the past, we've had McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, Wendy's, Checkers, all those big name fast food restaurants usually get involved and want to take advantage of that offer that we're giving them, because it's the holiday time. You want to just keep up that holiday enthusiasm, so they'll give them their Happy Meals. So we're going to do the same thing this year. I actually have a very cool letter that I had designed, and I take it to all the managers of the local restaurants, which I'm going to do here in the next few weeks. And it's going to just ask them if they're interested in passing these out. And on the bottom, it's going to have an order form for them to fill out, you know, their address, their company, and so forth, and how many coins they want and the date that they'd like them for. If you want to see a copy of that letter, again, you have my email address. It's melody@ubuild.com. Email me, and I'll give that letter right over to you. But if you think of that working simultaneously, if you can get each local fast food restaurant, let's say 3 of them involved, and each one of them takes 1,000 of them, that's 3,000 pumpkin coins. You give 100 students 20 pumpkin cards to pass out to trick-or-treaters and their classmates, that's another 2,000. That's 5,000 pumpkin cards you have out in your community during the holiday season. And, again, we got to remember that some people think that the holiday seasons are a bad time for martial arts schools just because people are out spending their money other places and they're too busy. But if you think about that, it's almost like a no-brainer. People are out spending money, having a good time during the holiday season, so we want to be right in the middle of that. I want to have a Halloween party. I want to give out pumpkin coins. I want to be part of the excitement and a part of the festivities, and I'm going to capitalize on that excitement by trying to recruit more students into my school. So that's an idea for the pumpkin coin. That's something that you need to get done right away. So if you're interested in seeing my design, just go ahead and email me. Your target goal for having the actual cards designed and printed is October 1st. That way you can spend the next month networking with local businesses and local restaurants. And, again, this isn't limited to restaurants. You can go to local businesses that cater to kids, whether it's Toys R Us, or it's a children's pediatric office, or a children's dental office, and just network with as many businesses and see if they're interested in giving them out, because businesses do like to work with each other, and especially during the holiday time, people are always trying to think, what can I do to help spread the holiday cheer during this time of the year, and giving out little gifts and so forth are great ways for them to do that. So definitely take advantage of that. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. The next idea is hosting a canned food drive, and I'm sure that a lot of us out there do the canned food drive for Thanksgiving, and let's just definitely keep it up. Here's an idea of how we do it at our school, because sometimes when we do the canned food drive year after year, it becomes very old and becomes very stale and less students participate. But the more things you have in conjunction with that canned food drive as far as prizes and gifts and incentives, the more momentum you'll build on the results that you get from your students. So here's some ideas. The first thing you want to do, of course, is contact a local community center or a charity or somebody who could really benefit from having the non-perishable food items. And what I do is I contact them, I get the manager on the phone, I ask them what kind of items specifically do they need during the Thanksgiving time, because not every single canned food item are they going to use. Most of the time they're using the traditional Thanksgiving foods. So they're looking for green beans. I don't know. I can't think right now on what they eat for Thanksgiving. But, you know, get a list from them and then post it at your school and tell your school you're going to start collecting these canned food donations. Have a box for every single class or group, whether, you know, the way I'm going to break it up is I'll have a 3- and 4-year-old box, a 5- and 6-year-old box, 7 and 8, 9 to 12, and then our adults. And even I'm going to get my yoga students and my kickboxing students involved with it as well. So every time your students bring in 10 items from that list, I'm going to give them a Silver Leadership Star, which is something brand new that we just started at our school. They're going to get a Silver Leadership Star for their uniform for every 10 items that they get. And I'm going to have a poster board hanging on the wall with the list of each class. And every time I give out one of those Silver Stars to my student for their uniform, I'm also going to take a Silver Sticker Star and put it next to their class. And at the end of the donation time, at the deadline, whichever class has collected the most Silver Stars for their uniforms, that means, of course, they collected the most canned food items, I'm going to reward that class with a special pizza party, thanking them for their generosity. Now, here's really cool. Here's where you can take advantage, again, of the holiday festivities. Not only am I going to give the class a pizza party, but I'm going to allow them to invite two friends who aren't students to participate in the pizza party. And we're just going to do standard little invitations that say you're invited to the pizza party. We're going to have the waiver on the inside of the invitation. That way mom can fill out the address, phone number, and sign the waiver just in case the mom doesn't actually come and participate in the pizza party. The student still needs that invitation in order to participate. So you have your waiver, and also you have your follow-up information all in one. So if you think about it, you're doing a canned food drive, you're helping out the needy, you're teaching your students about philanthropy and rewarding them with leadership stars for them helping out, and then you're rewarding one class with a pizza party where they bring in their friends, so there's a good chance that you're going to get some enrollments out of it. Another thing we do with the class that's winning, that's the winning class, is they actually participate in the drop-off, because a lot of schools will collect anywhere from 500 to 1,000 food items. That's a lot of boxes. So you're going to need a lot of volunteers to help you bring it to the drop-off center. When you get there or when we get to our community center and drop off all the food items, we're going to take a picture with the manager, and we're going to do a huge press release for our local publications and send that out. So, again, here's how it's win-win. You're helping your community with the canned food items. You're teaching your students about philanthropy. You're having a pizza party, which is a potential to enroll new students. And you're doing a press release to let the community know, hey, we aren't just a martial arts school. We do help out the community. So that publicity is very good for name recognition and will be very useful for future purposes as well. So that's the canned food drive. And if you've done it in the past and it was stale, maybe these ideas that I just gave you will help you spark some new interest and build some more momentum in this holiday season. So let's go on to idea number 3, is creating a holiday schedule with special classes, events, and activities. Every week you want to try to have something going on during the holiday time. We know the parents are busy, but absolutely, that's right, they're busy. They want to drop their kids off. So each week maybe have, instead of having all your classes broken up by ranks, maybe combine the classes so that the parents can have a little bit more time shopping during the week. That's one idea that we're tossing around right now. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have Mondays and Wednesdays are going to be 6 and under classes back to back, where they can take 2 or 3 classes that day, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays we're going to have our 7- to 12-year-old classes, and then of course adult classes are going to be in the evening. But we're going to do special holiday classes. We're still going to cover curriculum, but we're going to tie it in with the holiday season. That's one idea. The other thing that we're doing is we're doing 2 parent shopping nights in December. And parent shopping night is just like a ninja night. It's going to be from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Friday. We're going to charge $25 a head. Parents can drop the kid off. They can go do their shopping for 4 hours. They don't have to worry about having their kids around. And we're going to play games with them, do pizza, have prizes, and so forth. It's a very good income generator. You know, if you think about it, if you get 20 kids, you make $500. But it's not just about making the money. It's really about just participating in the holiday season, having a good time with your kids, letting the parents go shopping, and then, of course, your staff members make a little extra money. So I listed out some ideas on how to make that work right here on the parent shopping night. And another thing we're doing this year is we're adding in a parent wrapping night where we're going to have, it's going to be on a Saturday night, and the parents can come in from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and it's free. We're not charging anything. But if you think about it, if you have kids or if you wrap a lot of presents during the holiday time, which I know I do, I have wrapping paper spread out everywhere, presents everywhere, and you just don't have enough room. Well, at your martial arts school, you have your whole training floor. So you can bring everybody in together. Everybody just volunteers to donate, to bring in wrapping paper and tape and scissors and ribbons and things like that, and also bring in refreshments. So it's a good social opportunity for all the parents just to hang out and talk with each other and wrap their presents. It's a very, very good retention tool. Not to get too much off the subject, but you remember you've heard me talk in the past, marketing is not just about writing ads and passing out flyers. Marketing is advertising, which is your ads and your flyers and so forth. Networking, which is getting other businesses involved, such as doing the Halloween pumpkin coins. Publicity, which is getting involved and getting exposure in the community, which is what you can do through the Thanksgiving. And then number four, which is a very important marketing tool, is customer service. It's taking care of your existing customers and doing things on a consistent basis with your students to help build that family atmosphere and build that bond that you have. And Parent Wrapping Night is one of those opportunities to do that. So I highly recommend you get involved with that as well. Another thing that I recommend that you do is have a holiday camp, just like what you do during the summertime, the week between Christmas and New Year's. Schools are out.
Okay.
By then, the parents are very burnt out after Christmas time, and the kids are on vacation for two weeks, and the kids are burnt out, and they just want to do something. Take advantage of that opportunity. I know we want breaks and we want vacation, but even if you just did 2 or 3 days the week after Christmas in between New Year's time, do a day camp where you're playing games, giving out prizes. Number one, you can earn income that way. Number two, you're building good customer service. And number three, you're really helping out the parents. So it's kind of a win-win situation. And then, of course, if you're telling them, if you bring a buddy, then you get half off and you're doing specials like that, then you can capitalize on an opportunity to enroll new students for the new year, which is another great idea. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about making a holiday schedule. Sit down this week and plan how you want to combine your schedules. If you don't know where to start, that's what I'm here for. That's what Allie is here for. Remember, you got 20-minute consultations. Give one of us a call, and we'll help you create that holiday schedule, or you can see a copy of mine. Make sure you schedule your parent shopping nights. Fit in a parent wrapping night. I guarantee you it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, really consider putting in a holiday day camp for your students so you can earn a little more income during the holiday time and also help build on that customer service, which is a crucial part of marketing. Idea number four, put together holiday specials on retail, trial programs, enrollments, and upgrades. I've done this so many times in the past, and after a while it gets stale, and I know that a couple of times I didn't see where retail was such a big opportunity to generate income, so I kind of dropped the ball. But this year, we're jumping right back on it. All the product companies, 5 years ago are very different from 5 years ago. All the cool things that they have in there that your students can potentially buy is very awesome, and we want to take advantage of that. T-shirts, keychains, hats, you name it, you got it. If you look at the Century magazine, it's like four times the size it was 10 years ago. So put together a special day. I recommend somewhere right around Thanksgiving time where you have a parent shopping day where the parents come in and they get special discounts that day only, and they can order the products or they can buy products, or you can do a little bit of both. You can have some products on hand that they can purchase right then and there, or they can actually make big orders if they're going to have special uniforms or if they're going to have sparring gear or other big products such as Wave Masters and so forth. But make sure you put in one of those parent shopping days. I've heard so many people in the past say that they've done anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 in retail. I know that we've hit those type of retail sales in the past, but the only way that it's going to work is if you plan the date right now. You start working on a promotional campaign to pump up the parents. So what you want to do is you want to create flyers for that retail day. You want to create email announcements. You want to put it on your website. You want to do a bulletin board about it with sample products. You want to announce it in all of your classes. You want to hang posters all around your school. Even if you have a brand new program director and you want to break them in on their social skills and their phone etiquette and so forth, you can have one of your rookie program directors just calling your students and reminding them about the event. Remember, the more ways that you initiate promoting your shopping day, the better your results are. So it's not just saying, okay, on this day we're going to have a shopping day and we'll put a little paper out and we'll just kind of tell everybody and then sit there and hope people are going to come in. You have to market your shopping day just like you market your school. And if you've heard me in the past, again, you need to be a gorilla when it comes to marketing. The 10 times rule definitely plays a role in this too. If you can think of 10 different ways to promote your parents' shop or your shopping day, that's when you're going to start to see significant results in that. If you need more questions on that, of course, you can call me, set up a 20-minute consultation. I'd be more than happy to help you out. The same thing down here when I say give out coupons. I'm going to create coupons for my school that has the 10% discounts and so forth. So if you want to see a copy of those, make a little note and email me, and I'll send you a copy of those as we get them done as well. Let's go on to the last one right here, number 5. This is going to be a big one for this year for me. I really feel that in the past we've done these 1 month free with free uniform cards and got pretty good results, and then it kind of tickered off. Well, at our school, we don't give out free classes. We don't offer or advertise 1 free month with a free uniform. As a matter of fact, we don't give the uniform for free. The only thing you can do is if you want to try our classes is you do our 2-week trial program with a T-shirt and training pants. We do have 1 free week VIP cards, but that's only for my PR director who gives them out and on special occasions. So when we offer 1 month free in a uniform, I want lots of people taking advantage of it, knowing that I never give that out. As a matter of fact, when you enroll, you do have to pay for your uniform. Every once in a while, we run an advertising special that says if you do enroll, we give you a free uniform. But we don't want to be one of those Me Too schools in our area, because every school in this area markets 1 month plus free uniform. Well, if you think about it, consumers are going, oh, yeah, well, they're giving me 1 month plus a free uniform, but, you know, what's the catch? I know they're going to try to sell me, so they don't take advantage of the offer. So I think that consistent 1 month plus free uniform has become very stale, except for during Christmas time. But you have to do it the right way. And what we're going to do is we found a really cool website that prints out gift cards very inexpensively. So we're going to have little gift cards that have our school logo and information, and the gift card is going to be good for 1 month plus a free uniform. It's over $139.95 value, and we're going to put it in a nice little envelope, gift card-like envelope, just like if you were going to buy a gift card from Target or from Carrabba's or any of the restaurants and so forth. We're going to do something exactly the same way, and we're going to give each one of our students 2 of them, and then they can buy additional ones for $50. And, of course, we're going to offer incentives if their friends take advantage of it. But we're hoping that with those gift cards, our goal is to get at least 20 people off of those gift cards that we're going to create. We're hoping for a very, very high return. You can get 250 high-quality, full-color gift cards from DuraCard, which is the company that I use. It's DuraCard.com, DuraCard.com. And if you need me to repeat that later, just go ahead and ask me. DuraCard.com does high quality, and I mean nice, shiny, thick gift cards like you see at local stores. 250 of them you can get for $300. You know, and that kind of card, I want a 10% return. So if you're getting 250 of them, I want to try to get 25 people to take advantage of that offer. And again, remember, 2005, one of the biggest trends in marketing, number one, is branding. So if you don't have a cool company logo, you need to get one done, because that's just a cool trend right now. Even just look at designers with purses and so forth. You see the little brand names. Well, branding applies the same way with the martial arts business. Number one, again, is branding. Number two is publicity and getting involved in the community. But number three is high quality anything and everything. You know, Donald Trump isn't broke again. Now Donald Trump is really rich. And one of the reasons why he went broke at one point was because he wanted high-quality, first-class, 24-karat gold, everything, everywhere in all of his real estate, and the market couldn't handle it. Now, again, everybody wants Donald Trump. I live in Florida, and he's opening up condos everywhere. They're selling out before they're breaking ground. The same thing in Las Vegas, the condos that he's opening. They're selling out before they're breaking ground. Why? Because of the name, number one, and because the name is attached to very high quality. and people like that these days. Luxury is becoming a very big trend, and if you can make your marketing products and your marketing material high quality, it'll make a tremendous difference. Now, I know a lot of you are on huge budgets, and you say, well, that all sounds great and dandy, but if I don't have the marketing budget to invest in these promotional materials, what do I do? Well, that's where all of your little special little events can come into play. So when you're doing a parent night out, say you make $500, instead of putting that $500 in your pocket that's just going to get filtered into your account and it's going to disappear in the next few weeks, put that $500 aside and use that $500 to get nice, high-quality marketing material. Let me give you an example. We just got another 2,500 full-color front and back flyers that we use. They're in thick cardstock like postcards that we hand out. It's one of our biggest marketing tools. $289 for 2,500 of them, okay? And people come in and they say these are cool. They rave about them because they're so high class. Same thing with our brochures. The same thing with our gift cards this year. We're going to put in, if it's going to cost me $500, that's $500 well spent as compared to just getting some simple little pieces of paper or simple little cardstock with a one-month free plus uniform. You know, the nicer you make it look, the better response that you're going to get. I guarantee it, because we've seen the results here right now in our particular area too. So, again, planning is the key to success for the holiday season. Start working on it today if you can. If you can't, start working on it tomorrow. If you can't tomorrow, get it done by Friday. If not, you owe me 1,000 push-ups, because I know when I sat down with my staff on Monday and we went through all the things we want to do for the holidays and we got our schedule organized, we all left that staff meeting pumped up. We were so excited because for the first time, it's only September 14th. We're already planning for the holiday. We are ready to go. We're already starting to talk to the parents about Halloween and Thanksgiving and what we're going to do during the holiday season, getting everybody excited. So the sooner you get excited, the better, but you really need to start planning right away. So hopefully this report will help you get started. And if you still have lots of questions, which I'm sure you do, it's very hard to put everything on paper when we're creating these reports. Again, that's what we are here for. Member Solutions has provided you with first-class consulting to help service every need that you have. So you can book a 20-minute consultation with me or Wrenchy Alley anytime, or you can also email us with any questions you have, and we'd be more than happy to help you. So just a quick review. My email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at ubill.com. Email me with any questions you have or requests. You can request a copy of any of my marketing material for Halloween, any of the lighters or anything that I mentioned in here. Also, don't forget that the printing company that I use, I had mentioned it before, it's pressexprint.com. PressExprint.com, because I know how much money I've spent in printing in the past, and I know how much a lot of people are spending in printing, and sometimes that keeps them from setting up a good marketing campaign. But this company is very inexpensive. I'm going to forewarn you, their customer service is terrible, but their printing job is actually very, very nice. They do such a great job when they actually get it done, and the prices are fantastic. So with that said, let's go ahead and open it up for any kind of questions. You can unmute your phone, and let's go ahead and fire away. Who wants to go first?
Hey, Melody.
Yes.
Hi, this is Bruce Costa with Tsunami Karate. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good.
Listen, I had a phone problem. I just came on a few moments ago, so forgive me if I'm asking a redundant question.
Okay.
Regarding a Halloween promotion, what I would like to do is provide the students with Valentine's Day cards for their classrooms,
uh-huh,
and have on the back of the Valentine's Day card, you know, the kind of thing that you suggested for the back of your pumpkin card.
Right.
But my concern is that it's the same concern I always have with every referral program I attempt, and that is that, you know, they're not there to sell my business, and I'm always concerned about looking avaricious. And I was hoping you could just speak for a moment on what you consider to be the limits of good taste, you know?
Yes, I definitely know. Well, you know, you touch on such a very, very good question and good subject. And hopefully I'm not going to get too off track when I give you a reply here. But, again, that's why I don't like advertising free anything. So in my newspaper ads, in my flyers, everything I do, I don't give away anything free. I don't give away 1 week free. I don't give away a uniform free. I save that for my students to offer their friends and family.
Mm.
So for Halloween time, if you're going to create some kind of card that you're going to give them, you could either do half off of your trial program, or that's when you can extend the free offer. I mean, if you want to even be gutsy, which we might, we're still on the fence on whether or not we're going to do half off of our trial program or if we're just going to give it for free. Because our trial program is 2 weeks of T-shirt and training pants, and we charge $59.95 across the board. But if you get and every single one of my students has paid $59.95 to do the trial program. Not one has got it for free. So if I give them some cards for them to give to their friends that offers a trial program, 2 weeks, the T-shirt, the training pants for free, now they know that I'm giving them something of very strong value. And they, absolutely, to me, you know, somebody's going to give me that opportunity. I'm going to want to turn around and take advantage of that offer. It's just like going in and buying a cell phone and paying $199 for it, and then they say, well, now that you purchased a cell phone, you know what we're going to do. We have a big friends and family campaign we're running. Give this coupon to any one of your friends, and they're going to get the exact same phone that you just got for $100 off. Now, of course, I'm going to be mad that I had to pay $199, and they're saving $100. But if you think about it, to me, that's a very cool offer, and I like that. And I understand that they're running a business and they need to promote, but I like the generosity that they're extending to me to give to my friends. Bank of America does it, too. When you refer a friend, you automatically get $25 deposited into your account. So as long as you're offering incentives, and as long as you're making the deal kind of win-win, you know, the friend gets it free, they look good because they gave it to them for free, and even if you want to tie it in with some kind of prize on the back end, that's good, too. And I know, again, what your concern is about keep hounding your students about referrals, but I tell my students and I tell my parents that my goal here at our school, On the Mat Martial Arts, is to eventually have it be where you can't get in unless you know somebody. Mm-hmm. And my students really kind of like that. They thought that was very cool. As a matter of fact, our 5- and 6-year-old Monday and Wednesday classes had a waiting list for the last 4 months. Mm-hmm. We've only been open 6 months. And one of my parents, who was actually just in here for a class this morning, said that she's bringing in one of her kids' friends whose father just passed away, and I told her I was going to make a special exception and let him come into the Monday and Wednesday class that's on a waiting list. So little things like that, little gestures really make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope I didn't get too off subject on your question. Did I help at all answer that question that you had?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm definitely concerned with the appearance that they're, you know, they get the thing and they say, hey. You know, I mean, I've gotten that in the past, and I too have now done what you're suggesting. I don't give away anything for free unless it's through a student. I think that's very wise. And I have an incentive program that if someone you refer joins, you get $40. Second person, it's $60. Third person, it's $80. And the fourth, it's $100. And I get crisp dollar bills to hand them in front of class and make a fuss. Tonight, I got to give away $140.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so it works, but, yeah, it's expensive, but so what, you know?
Absolutely.
And students are worth, I think it's $5,250, I think I did all the math on. So.
Well, that's the biggest misconception is it does cost money to make money. You know,
say again, I'm sorry?
It costs money to make money, absolutely. So it's expensive, absolutely, you're going to make money. But really quickly, one more thing that I just thought about while you and I were having this conversation that one of my students is going to do in California here, and it's a fantastic idea, is she's going to have a prize wheel. So what it's going to be is just a big wheel, like a Wheel of Fortune wheel, and every single pie slot has a prize, whether it's $25 cash, a free T-shirt, taekwondo shoes, a free uniform, a free rebreakable board. And she's also going to have on there, out of all these 20 slots, she's going to have one big prize. And the big prize is going to be an iPod is one of them, and the other big prize is going to be $500 cash. So every time one of your friends comes in and signs up, at the end of class, they say, okay, you referred them, so you get to go spin the prize wheel.
Oh,
and whatever
God.
It lands on, then they get that prize. And their ultimate goal, of course, is they want to win that $500 or they want to win that iPod. That's another cool idea that may help motivate your students to bring in more referrals if that's what you're looking for is a little more motivation.
That is such a good idea. You know, I'm glad you said that. May I please ask you one more question?
Sure.
I took your wheel idea that you do at fairs, and I changed it a little bit. So we have a glass tabletop that we put on an easel, and I have this suction cup shuriken, you know, and we blocked it out in areas of color, and then each one, you know, you throw the shuriken and it sticks and you get something similar to what you do. And we gave away a Wave Master. Now, the family won the Wave Master. They left, and I haven't been able to get them to join. And what I wanted to ask you was, when you give away martial arts specialty equipment like that to civilians, so to speak, you know, people that aren't currently martial artists, join rate go up, or like, I mean, I couldn't believe these guys wouldn't want to do karate after they got a Wave Master. Why the heck would you want a Wave Master? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, sometimes you get a dud, and unfortunately, the person who won that Wave Master was a dud, and they didn't join. In the past, we've had a very good track record of the people who win the prizes actually do join, just because, you know, they want to learn how to use it appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes it works fantastic. Sometimes it doesn't work as good. But the whole idea of giving away the Wave Master, number one, is trying to collect everybody's information so that you can put them on your networking list. So that whenever you're running specials, you have special events, or you're doing an open house, you're sending them either an email announcement or you're sending them a letter, just telling them about those specials. So that's the idea of the Wave Master, is to acquire everybody's information, not just the person who actually won the prize.
Yeah, right.
Everybody has to fill out that form.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't just going to go and give you their name, address, and phone number just because, but if there's a prize that they might win, of course they're going to do it. That's just kind of typical business tactics on building their networking list.
Gotcha. Thanks a lot, Melody.
You're welcome. Other questions out there?
Yes, Melody, can I ask you a question, please?
You sure can.
That duracard.com?
Yes, sir.
How do you spell that exactly?
D-U-R-A. D as in dog, U-R-A, it's Duracard, C-A-R-D, .com.
Very good.
Let me say it one more time, D-U-R-A-C-A-R-D, .com.
Very good, thank you.
And you can go on there and just view all the different gift card samples that they have.
Gift cards. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Other questions?
Hey, Melody.
Yes, hey there.
Hey, this is John over in Michigan.
Okay.
I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
On the, when you're doing the pumpkin coins and stuff like that, are you doing the can drive at the same time, or are you doing one before the other?
Right. The pumpkin coin campaign that we're going to run is going to start on, I can tell you right now, it's going to start on October 10th is when we're going to start pumping it up, distributing the cards. We're going to distribute them through the 17th. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this backwards. It's going to start on October 17th, and we're going to start distributing the cards through the next week, and then it'll end on October 31st, which is actually Halloween Day. Then going on to my calendar, the actual canned food drive is actually going to start on November 10th, and it's going to run through November 23rd, which is the day before Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, we're not really sure if it's going to end on the 23rd or the 22nd, depending on when the students are getting out of school and depending on when we can actually get over to the community center to make the actual donation.
Okay. And I had a couple other questions.
Okay.
On the parent shopping night?
Uh-huh.
The one where you have the pizza party and stuff for the kids?
Yes.
I'm sorry. On the parent wrapping night?
Uh-huh.
That's only for the parents.
Right.
And when would you suggest would be, like, the best time? Closer to Christmas? Because I know a lot of people are trying to get the wrapping and stuff done, you know, before, but then you have a lot of people that just put it off until the last minute, too.
I'll tell you which date we have for that. We have December 17th, which is a Saturday, is when we're actually going to do it, which is just shy of a week to Christmas. So it's a week. It's actually 1 week prior to Christmas.
Okay. And you do it for, you schedule it for how long, or you just let them come in at a certain time and
then?
We're
going to do it from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and we're just going to have refreshments. And, you know, we've got a lot of parents who like to socialize. We call them our desperate housewives because they all sit there and talk about other purses and stuff. So we're going to just kind of make it a social slash wrapping night on a Saturday night from 6 to 10. And then I think we're going to do maybe get some people to go out to dinner or do something afterwards too.
Okay, great. Also, I just had a comment. On the system that you give me for signing up, the new students doing the student evaluations and then the pre-qualification sheets and that, and then $59.99 trials, has just been outstanding.
Great.
I've had 12 new students come in, and I have 4 new students coming in next week, and it's just, it's different. Everybody around up and down the street, there's actually 4 other martial arts schools within a mile of me.
Uh-huh.
And they all have signs out by the road. One person's doing free trials. The other one's doing a $19.99 program, and they all have free uniforms and stuff. And I'm just killing them.
$59.95 is what you're charging?
Yep, for
very
my
cool.
trial. And then my average month for a year is $85 a month.
Very cool. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for mentioning that. That's fantastic. You know what I'm going to do? As a matter of fact, guys, I'm going to make that one of the upcoming reports, so that we can go over that a little more extensively. But I'm glad it's working for you. It's still working for us. We're 100% enrollment. Anybody who does our trial program, they enroll, because if they invest the $59.95, they're going to go all the way. So that's great to hear. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Melody.
You're
and
welcome.
I'm just was going to email you for a request of the letter.
Yes.
For the pumpkin cards to the restaurants.
Yes, yes. Just go ahead and email my Melody at UBill. .com address, and I'll have those sent out to you guys today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else have any questions?
Melody.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jackie from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
So I've got an email in to Joanne. My enrollment director was calling some of our prospects from the summer, and the responses that she's getting understandably are, you know, we now have 10 families living in our house, the traffic here in our town, we've gone from, I don't know, 400,000 residents, and in 2 days we added 200,000 residents.
Wow.
Yeah. So
which part of Louisiana are you in?
Baton Rouge.
Oh, okay.
We're about 60 miles out of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I was born and raised in New Orleans, so I know where Baton Rouge is.
Oh, okay. Well, you're better than me, because people are going, you know, Gretna and the West Bank, and I'm like, oh, where the hell is the West Bank?
It's on the west side.
Well, I just, of course, for those of you who live other places, it's north part of New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyway, so we're kind of needing to redirect and refocus.
Yes, yes.
Off the top of your head, do you have any thoughts? I mean,
You know what? I have plenty of thoughts, Jackie. Why don't you do me a favor and when we get up this teleconference, go ahead and book a consultation with me, and
okay,
so that you and I can talk privately, and I'll help you get started, because that's something that I think that you and I can go in great detail about, but we don't have much time to do it today. Plus, I want to do it privately with you.
Okay.
To make sure that I hit specifically what you need. But it's a sad situation, but at the same time, down the road it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for you. So we'll put together a game plan together, and I'll help you capitalize on that and make it work, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Any other questions before we wrap it up here?
Melody.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Brent Kreischer of United Martial Arts.
Yes, sir.
I also got in about 15 minutes late, unfortunately, today to the conference.
Okay.
I had a quick question in reference to the Halloween parties. I've done the parties now pretty much my entire career. We've almost always geared the Halloween party towards a maintenance event, you know, something fun, maybe a little fun, you know, a little fundraising, but not towards a referral-based or a membership recruiting type of an event.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, because I caught the tail end of some of the stuff. Are you saying that are you gearing it towards getting new members, or just reaffirming keeping the members you have happy and satisfied, and maybe making a dollar or two along the way?
What I touched on at the beginning of this teleconference was a method for recruiting new members by using Halloween cards that you give to your students to give out to trick-or-treaters and their friends.
Right. We do that one. That's been a great one from years ago. But
as far as
the party?
As far as a maintenance party, there's many different things you can do. I can tell you what I'm not going to do anymore is I'm not going to have a nighttime Halloween party where the students come to our school fully in costumes just because it's a major
challenge.
Disaster with the schools. You know, I mean, they just tear up your carpets, your walls. Your school's never the same after you have a home.
No, it's not. I've still got punch stains from 1985.
You know, I just got off the phone with one of my clients this morning, and she's doing a kind of like an open house type concept on the 29th, which is that weekend of Halloween. And she's just going to let them wear, special masks. She's going to call it light Halloween costumes, which she's going to say. So not your full-blown Halloween outfit. And she's going to do a kick-a-thon that morning where she's going to raise money for one of her local charities.
Okay.
And then she's going to kind of do some free classes and some games and so forth. But it's going to be a little bit milder because she's not going to have those costumes and all the crazy Halloween stuff going on. So that might be something that you want to think about doing is kind of making it like a
right.
house
well, yeah,
day.
You touched on it exactly. I've been running it as a full-blown Halloween nighttime costume contest games Destroy My Dojo event.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't want to bring in kids who weren't my students to that type of atmosphere.
Right, exactly.
Because I didn't think it would be a good recruiting tool for one, and two, I can't control those children as well as I can control my own. So I was looking for a way to maybe use it, and it sounds like that would be a better way, maybe something during the day.
Yes, we just had our open house this past Saturday. We had a bounce house, and we had a free child safety seminar, and we did some free classes, and we did some demonstrations. I didn't do the kick-a-thon like what Amanda's doing, but she's doing a kick-a-thon as well.
Right. Actually, I just did the same thing for our adults, for the women's safety and easy defense and open house. And we're doing the kick-a-thon for the martial arts day, so we stayed away from that ourselves.
Gotcha.
That's great. That sounds like it.
Yes, the child safety seminar is something that you may want to think about incorporating into
for
it
Halloween,
right before Halloween. And if you want me to expand on it a little bit more, you can either email me or book a consultation, and I'll review how we ran our safety seminar to make it work.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Any other questions out there? Last chance. Any questions? No? Okay. Well, great. This was actually a fantastic teleconference. Thank you, everybody, for all your feedback and for all your questions. And, of course, thank you very much to all those people who requested this holiday teleconference because, at first, I thought myself, and I know Joe thought it was a little early for holiday stuff, but honestly, after I got it done with my staff member this Monday, I had a great sense of relief and enthusiasm and just being prepared on September 14th, getting ready for the holiday season. I'm totally excited to make it work. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email me or book those 20-minute consultations. I can't mention that enough because that is a great service. Several of you that I've just talked to here in this teleconference know what I mean. You're taking advantage of those consultations, and I know that they help. And it's just, you know, even if you just book the 20-minute consultation just to say, hey, Melody, this is what I'm doing. What do you think? Just to kind of bounce ideas, sometimes it's good to have somebody outside the box just giving you feedback because you never know what will help you grow your business or at least relieve a little bit of stress. Guys, go ahead and don't forget, still put in those requests. You know, I can do reports. I can create reports every single month, but really specifically what I'm looking for is I want you guys to tell me what you need. What do you think would be a good report? What would you like to hear me expand upon in a teleconference atmosphere? Put in those requests, and that's what my job is to do, is to research your question and create a step-by-step method for it, even if it's something that I haven't done. I have a consulting company with over 200 clients that I can network with to find the right answers for you. So keep going on that. Email me if you have any questions. And once again, thank you very much, everybody, for participating in this month's teleconference. You guys, hopefully you're going to have a great holiday season, and feel free to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Melanie.